Blog Talk Radio.
The Lion of Judah keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia.
The black survivors.
The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs.
The black survivors.
Here we go.
Well, welcome, welcome. This is Megu Talk, where we talk about fitness, talking about self-empowerment, and anything you want to talk about. So, you know, I've invited a few people to come on through, send invitations out. But, you know, this is just an information sharing where we can be free to talk, have a little fun, and just share what comes to mind. I just have fitness, of course, to talk about fitness and how we can use to empower our bodies and our minds so we can be self-empowered in other ways once our minds and our bodies physically fit. And, you know, how we go about just doing business as a, you know, individuals, and, you know, if you have business ideas or fitness ideas or anything that comes to mind, just come on in. You're invited to Megu Talk, and we can just talk about anything we want to. You know, of course, I always like to talk about fitness, because without our bodies being healthy, it's hard to function and do the things we want to do in life. So again, welcome, and we look forward to share, and I'll just share what I have on fitness, and anyone else that joins in later, we just, you know, move forward from there. All right? So I'll just pause for a minute as we let you listen to some survival music.
Intelligence, time to save the continent. Power goes to the people, plus there's a conflict. Call the people who sold, the people refuse to be equal. Same old story, no sequel. True that we all must live as one, but the conflict lies unless we all get some. Gold, silver, and the diamonds that we all mining. Got to get mines, we got to get mines.
Of course, this is music by Bob Marley, the Black Survivors, as we're all survivors. So how y'all doing today? Hope everyone is doing great, enjoying their Sunday afternoon. And, you know, I know everybody is working on their New Year's resolution, of course. But as always, we always come up with a New Year's resolution, but everybody's always, you know, I got to lose weight, I got to get healthy, I got to find a new job, I got to change career, or whatever it is that make their lives better for each new year. But I know fitness is always a big part of it. You know, everyone gets so caught up, but cannot always accomplish what they want. So we'll talk about, you know, the benefit of exercise, and like anything else, it helps your heart and your brain. Here's some information I found off of WebMD, because a lot of this is not my own ideas. I'll share my own thing before going into WebMD. I find that you got to work in a gradual development towards your fitness. When you haven't worked out for a while, Well, let me take it back. First of all, you have to consult with your doctor if you have any kind of health issues before following any exercise program, whether it's something you hear on this blog or talk radio show or from anyone. Always consult with a doctor to see what your fitness level is, what your capabilities are, and what you should or shouldn't do. You know, but you always want to start with what you can handle. You know, start light. And as you get stronger, you increase a little bit more the stress to your body. But you always want to push your body beyond where you first started so you can enjoy the benefit of increased fitness. All right? So that's my take on it. So anyone else want to tell you anything else? Always start out slow. Start out light. Always do, you know, your exercise. Use the proper mechanics, or if you don't know what mechanics mean, proper techniques, proper form. Because a lot of times that leads to injuries. Of course, with that you got to also eat well. Eat properly. I always don't eat well. You know, when I was an athlete, high school, college, competing nationally. I competed for Jamaica back in the day, track and field, collegiate, Abilene Christian University. I used to have to watch my diet, of course, make sure I eat right. You know, carbohydrates, protein, and fats are the most common thing you hear about fitness. So everybody have the different ideas now. I mean, fitness has grown so much, and now they have, you know, for a while P90X was popular. Then you had CrossFit, you have CrossFit gyms all over the place. You know, you have Planet Fitness and all them gyms. All, you know, just everybody's promoting fitness. But fitness is, you know, and you'll hear it, you know, very popular from most people. It's a lifestyle, like anything else, getting up in the morning, getting yourself ready, you know, from brushing your teeth to eating your breakfast and going out to work and making that money. Fitness is a lifestyle, but to keep your life going, you gotta be focused. Your body gotta be healthy. If you're not fit, you can't focus, you can't think straight, you can't make good decisions, you can't go to work, you can't earn any money, therefore you struggle. All right, so anyone disagree with that, that's listening into this program now, they can always call in. The phone number, of course, is 657-383-1720. And call in, share what you want to share. I mean, we can talk. You know, we can talk business, talk sports, talk fitness. It's a fun show. You know, nothing big, just 30 minutes. So, you know, we can share a few things in 30 minutes that can, you know, help each other, help empower each other. I don't care if it's fitness that leads into talking about how we can empower each other. All right. Again, this is Megu Talk, where we just talk about all kind of things as far as fitness, exercise, self-empowerment, so forth. All right, so I'm going to try and keep this going as best as I can because I'm pretty much just sharing what I have on my mind, and hopefully if anyone calls in, they can call in and share. Or they can later on just follow the link and just go from there. All right, so just looking at WebMD, some research I've done off of WebMD, exercise benefits. Your heart, your brain, your entire body benefits from exercise. So it's going to talk about how we'll, you know, bust the exercise myth that holds you back and help you set goals. And many of us have set goals already, but oftentimes we don't maintain it throughout the year. And then we'll fall right back into the same old routine of just going about doing whatever just to survive and don't have any clear path or goals. So, again, this is off of WebMD, just some information. I like to share information that I found on the Internet. I try to go off of WebMD because they're pretty reliable. If anything that you disagree with, in the information I share from WebMD, of course, we can always discuss. All right. So, again, anyone want to participate, just call 657-383-1720. So let me go into this. The basics. There's no need for a grueling gym workout. Learn the benefits of dancing, gardening, and more. And like I said, you don't have to start out trying to go to the gym and do a one-hour-long weight work, training or CrossFit, and just jump into it. Many times we feel we have to just jump into this and force our bodies into it. Before you know it, you're breaking down, hurting, and then you're taking 2-3 weeks off, and then before you know it, it's, you know, 2 months off, you know, and it's sporadic, and then you stop completely. And it's a challenge for all of us, even someone like myself who has been into fitness a very, very long time. But now that I'm not training towards any athletic event like I used to when I ran track and field competitively, I have to do it for my own health and well-being at this point. So, your exercise routine, how much is enough? All right. Health experts advise 30 to 90 minute exercise daily. Is that realistic for you? Find out if 30 minutes is enough for you. I say sometimes I don't feel like doing 30-minute workout. I might do a 10-minute workout. I might only jog for about a mile at an easy pace, 9-minute pace or 10-minute pace, and run a mile. You know, that depending on how fast your pace is, you can get a minute, get your, as long as you get your heart rate up, or start out walking. You know, whether it's a flat surface or with a little bit, you know, hill, little slopes here or there. Make sure you get some good walking shoes. If it's in the cold, make sure you dress appropriately for the cold weather, of course. If it's too hot, dress appropriately for that. You know, always make sure you hydrate, especially when it's hot. You have to hydrate even when it's cold, because you're still sweating. You may not feel like it because it's cold. You know, so some people, you know, 30 minutes is what they need. Some, I think, when you start starting out, especially for the everyday person who's thought about fitness, but don't want to think about ever starting a program because they think it's too much or too hard to start. They've never been fit. They've never been, you know, physically inclined to do anything as far as fitness. You know, you can do some, you know, walking. Believe it or not, just walking around your yard, doing yard work, cutting your grass, using, I mean, not necessarily the ride lawnmower because, you know, that's kind of like a lazy way to, you're not even really working out. You're just riding around or drinking beer or something. But I say, you know, if you're on a push lawnmower, push that, cut your grass, pick up the grass, you know, burn some calories, walk through your neighborhood, stuff like that. Even if you go to the mall and you're walking around, just window shopping, you know, as long as you're doing that, you know, for a good 15, 20 minutes, burn a little calorie, those steps count. And then you can work out in your home, you know, just, you know, full 2 milk jugs and do some arm curls and use the edge of your sturdy table, do some tricep dips, you know, in between watching commercials, you know, try a little push-ups. Of course, you know, proper technique, keep your body straight, bend 90 degrees at the arm. Maybe next show I'll try to have some slides, if possible, or discuss the technique, of course. Or look at YouTube. They have a lot of information on fitness where you can see the demonstration of how to properly do the exercises so that you don't injure yourself. Or do what you can manage. If it's too much, you know, do what you're capable of within your skill level. If you're first time starting out, you don't want to just jump in and not know how to properly do the exercise or have the proper technique. That's just a recipe for injury right there. All right. Again, anyone listening in and just want to call in and share something, you don't like what I said or you disagree with me, call in 657-383-1720. Sorry, I don't have a 1-800 number, but this is like a basic radio program, so If you can call in, call in. If you just want to listen, just listen in. All right. So let me see what my time. Just around the 15-minute mark, got both 14 minutes and 12 seconds left. So, like I said, if you start your program, try your best. Start out, even if it's one day a week, and you build up 2 days a week. Third week you're doing it 3 days a week, and so forth till you can do it 5 days a week. But give yourself some time to also rest. I also believe in a easy day and a hard day, and it's different for everybody. All right. But the main thing is you want to push yourself. So, stretching and flexibility, we're going to talk about that. That's one of the most underutilized things in as far as exercise and fitness. Most people don't stretch. They just jump straight into the exercise, which is another recipe for injury, which kills a lot of people from continuing with their workouts because they'll get injured in the first try or the first go-around, and then they're out for 2-3 weeks, maybe even longer, 6 weeks if you're an older person. But stretching a muscle to the full extent of your ability and holding it for about 15 to 30 seconds is what is called a static stretch. And there's no harm stretching that way as long as you don't stretch until it hurts. If you don't want to stretch past the point of pain and overstretch the muscle, because if you try and do a real high-intensity workout where there's a lot of pull on the muscle, you could tear it because you overstretch it. But you definitely want to get a little stretch in, and it's, always do a little warm-up before you stretch, whether it's jumping jacks or, a quick, 5-minute walk around the block and come on back just to get, warm the muscle up a little bit. All right. But studies suggest that a dynamic stretch is just as effective and sometimes better, especially before your workout. So you can stretch and hold, static stretch, or dynamic stretch, which is like doing like drills and so forth. Whether it's doing some knee lift or some, jumping jacks or something like that. So, again, this is from WebMD. As we're talking about now, your body, 7 benefits of exercise. And it says here, sure, exercise makes you sweat, but working out is worth the effort. And here are 7 good reasons to just do it, like the old Nike commercial used to say. Just do it. Let me see what else it got here. Let me see. I'm going to click onto it. And it goes into talking about need a reason to work out. Here are 7 to start. Again, this is from WebMD, and I'm just sharing this information. You can take the, take what you can from it. But like I said, anything you hear on this program, always consult with the doctor first. You don't have to come out training like a professional athlete. This is for the regular, everyday person who's just only been thinking about it all their life, but eventually want to start. So hopefully something from this will help you, and you can use it to empower your life. So, what if someone told you that a thinner, healthier, and longer life was within your grasp? Sounds good to be true? According to a wealth of research, exercise is the silver bullet for a better quality of life. Not only does regular exercise aid in weight loss, it reduces your risk for several chronic diseases and conditions. Finding activities that you enjoy and that become part of your daily routine is the key to a long and healthy life. This list of health benefits is impressive, and the requirements are relatively simple. Just do it. And so, I know we only have a 30-minute program, but like it says, the benefits reduces the risk of chronic diseases and conditions, I know, some people, I've heard some people say they have arthritis, but exercise, you know, has helped the body, you know, just keeping the body moving and the joints moving has reduced some of the stiffness in those joints and actually help fight off that crippling effect that can come from arthritis for some people, you know. You may still be sore, but you won't be stiff if you keep that body moving. Of course, you know, always consult with a doctor before you do any strenuous activity, and so forth. Now, it goes into talking about warding off disease, as this article is saying on WebMD. Research has confirmed that any amount of exercise at any age is beneficial. And in general, the more you do, the greater the benefit. So here it says the National Academy of Sciences has recommended that everyone strive for a total of an hour per day of physical activity. Sounds like a lot, but the hour can be made up of several shorter bursts of activity. It can be, like I said earlier, walking, gardening, and heavy house cleaning done throughout the day. So don't think that, you know, doing house cleaning is not, you know, you're lifting, you're pushing stuff, you're moving around, you're walking, you're burning calories. You know, you may not get your heart rate up as high as you would like to start now, but that's a good way just to think of it as, you're doing something as opposed to sitting around, you know, just watching TV or like the younger folks do. They play a lot of video games or they're surfing on the laptop or texting and, you know, what you call it, social media and so forth. Again, this is Megu Talk. We're talking about sports, self-empowerment. You know, eventually I'd like to talk and share ideas with people, what they're just hear from people what they're doing out there, not just fitness. We can help each other as a community and so forth, empower each other, encourage each other, whether it's fitness or, you know, just talking about how we can better our lives one way or the other, through business, fitness, I don't care. The show is open to not just fitness. Of course, we're not going to get too crazy off talking about a bunch of politics and all that. My show is not going to be geared on a political type of thing, but just fun and empowerment and enhancing our lives, you know, through fitness. All right, let me see what my time looks like. 6:50. Got a few more minutes so I can keep sharing some benefits. So as you can see, you can do some walking, gardening, and even if you do walking for, you know, 2 or 3 months and that's all you can do because of maybe health concern, maybe you cannot jog or, you know, you walk, you know. House cleaning if you're capable, you know. Physical activity is an essential part of any weight loss program. To maximize your fat loss while keeping valuable muscle mass. But exercise has many other health and longevity benefits. It can help prevent or improve these conditions. And one of them is talking about heart disease. Regular activity strengthens your heart muscles, lowers blood pressure, increases good cholesterol, high-density lipoproteins, or what they call HDL, or lowers bad cholesterol, which is low-density lipoproteins, or what you call LDLs, enhances blood flow and helps your heart function more efficiently. All these benefits reduce the risk of stroke, heart diseases, and high blood pressure. And as this article, WebMD, shows, researchers at Duke University suggest that the amount of physical activity rather than its intensity has the biggest impact and improving blood, lipids, cholesterol, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. These researchers also found that any exercise is better than none, although more is better. Right? So, again, this is Megu Talk. I see I don't have any callers in, but hopefully somebody is listening and it's helping to empower you and encourage you to, if anything, get up and do something. Get up off the couch. Get up from in front of your TV. Put on one of them Wii Fitness games or Kinetic games on PlayStation and have a little fun with the family. Involve your kids. You know, you and your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, you know, whoever you can partner with, or if you're by yourself, you have some downtime, do something, you know, because, you know, you will find that you clear up. It's good for releasing a lot of stress, too. You know, a lot of people work hard, they come home, they don't have no outlet. They just go to sleep and wake up and, you know, they just work, but there's no outlet. Again, if you want to call in, 657-383-1720, 657-383-1720. It's Megu Talk. We talk fitness, talking about self-empowerment, you name it. And we're talking about right now, you know, health benefits. Here's another benefit that exercise can help fight off stroke. Again, this article is from WebMD. This is some of what I found just to share because, you know, I'm using this as a sharing of knowledge from information I find, you know, and I'll try my best to find valuable resources. If anyone disagrees, by all means, call me and correct me. But here we have stroke, which is another thing that you'll say older people are mostly affected by this or it's genetic or whatever it is. But in an analysis of 23 studies here in this article, it's showing researchers found that being active reduces the risk of having or dying from a stroke. According to a study published in the journal Stroke, moderately active study participants had 20% less risk of stroke than less active participants. So that's interesting right there. That's interesting. So, you know, of course you have diabetes. You know, it decreases. This decrease is increasing on an alarming rate by 62% since 1990. Wow. And 70 million Americans now have it. Physical activity can enhance weight loss and prevent and or control this condition. Losing weight can increase insulin sensitivity, improve blood sugar and cholesterol levels, and reduce blood pressure, all of which are very important to the health of people with diabetes. So this is a article that goes on, but I'm near the 2 minute warning mark. Can't share no more because I only have a 30 minute program, but hopefully we'll learn something and we can pick back up and maybe get some people to come on and talk up and share some ideas of how they empower their lives through fitness and have some fun discussion and some things. All right. So anyway, this is Megu Talk. Hopefully you enjoy just listening to this program and hopefully we can get some participants. Take care until next time.
You know, sometimes we don't recognize our dreams inside our reality. And other times, we're not aware of exactly what's real. You know, we walk around daydreaming. But the sunshine always is. Can't just sell me out. We shared a lot, but you know we'll see just so much more.